Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from James.
Greetings. I appreciate the free advice you provide your audience. I'm in a situation that you probably won't find unique, but I couldn't find an episode regarding my specific questions. Number one, if an individual pursuing law school has a desire to increase their undergraduate education by 1 year, would you recommend it?
Why? Why do you want to increase your undergraduate education by 1 year?
I just don't think it. Yeah, like one year more or 1 year fewer is entirely irrelevant. What are your grades? Are you getting good grades? If you're doing it so that you can get better grades, then yes. If you're doing it for fun, then great. Like if you want to.
You want to pay for that? Sure.
Take as long as you want. How much money do you have? Number two. Within my social circle, it's been advised that I take an easy major. Is this smart to guarantee all A's, or should I enroll in a riskier subject that I'm interested in? My personal details are as follows. I currently am a double major in business and political science with a 3.7 GPA. As a freshman, I unfortunately had substance abuse habits that weren't conducive with receiving good grades. That's a conducive to. Should be receiving good grades. Consequently, I failed two classes and ended my first year with a 2.8. I have worked tremendously hard to increase my GPA, including using two grade replacements. Law school was the goal that provided me with motivation to turn my life around. Therefore, I am willing to make changes to increase my chances of obtaining scholarships from the best programs. I genuinely have a passion for learning. I've received a 4.0 the last seven semesters at my institution, UNC Charlotte. Presently, I am considering economics or English literature as my third major.
Wow. This person does have a passion for learning. Holy smokes. There are other ways to learn, by the way, cheaper ways, including books, but okay.
Yeah. From your information, I know my two priorities have to be my LSAC GPA and best LSAT score. I'm beginning my preparation now with your live subscription. I have the ability to take a gap year to study after I graduate, if necessary. However, I want to make sure this prospective plan won't be a blundering waste of time. Go ahead, Ben.
Well, it's interesting because normally I would tell people, hey, don't double major, let alone triple major. Just get a major in something that you like. I mean, this original question was, within my social circle, it's been advised that I take an easy major. Is this smart to guarantee all A's? Yeah, I mean, it will help you get into law school if you have all A's. But my preference is that someone takes a subject that they're actually interested in, regardless of whether it's harder or not. I just don't think you should be wasting your time learning something you're not interested in. Pursue something you're interested in. Heck, you might end up giving up on law school. So here, to say, hey, should I spend my time doing a third major? I would say normally no, but this person does seem interested. They don't seem to care about the money. And if they can continue to get a 4.0, it's going to increase their GPA, which will then help them get into law school. So I don't think it's a great use of your time. At the same time, I don't think it's a problem. If you're willing to pay for that and spend the time, it's going to help your applications.
Yeah. And getting more A's is amazing. I mean, as far as getting the additional major, to me, that's kind of like, why?
Yeah. Like maybe just pursue more classes that interest you. As
yeah.
Long as you
because
can get A's. Yeah.
Like, you might, those majors, they might force you to take classes where you're not going to get an A. And then that would definitely be bad if law school is ultimately your destination. Plus, that's a class
then
that
you're
forcing
wasting
you to take that you didn't want to take anyway. So why worry about the major so much? And instead, why don't you just make your own? Sounds like you're loving college. If you wanted to stretch it out for another year to just take a bunch of random shit that you're into, that's awesome. I don't see any reason to have the triple major.
Yeah. In fact, if you're considering economics or English, I don't know why you're considering those. If you're considering them because they're easy, I don't think that's the best reason. If you're considering them because you're interested in them, then you can do both. Just take some econ classes, take some English classes that interest you, and bam, You're still going to graduate, obviously.
If either business or poli sci is making you take some bullshit you don't want to take, I would just drop that major too.
Yeah, you don't need multiple majors. That it's not worth the wow factor. Oh, look at this person. In fact, it can raise eyebrows. It's like, you have three majors? Why the hell do you have three majors? I mean, really, it just seems like a lack of focus. So pick one major and then enjoy the classes.
Yeah. James, take gap year out of the equation. I mean, I
think he brought that up to give himself time to take the LSAT, which it could be good. I mean, he's studying for the LSAT now. Maybe he should ignore that if it's going to hurt his grades, but.
Right. That's, I guess, what I would say. I also don't think that a gap year studying LSAT is necessarily that great of a plan, because that's really two gap years, right? I mean, if you're going to study for.
But it may be necessary, right? If you have to stay focused on school, I think what James is doing is giving himself permission to delay the LSAT so he can delay school, or he's giving himself permission to delay school so he can delay the LSAT and not let that interfere with his grades. And if that's
totally
the case,
fine.
Great.
Yeah. That's totally fine. Although I do think that you might end up with two gap years instead of one, because if you're graduating, then studying for the LSAT, then your application cycle is most likely going to end up being pushed into the following cycle.
Yeah.
But that's fine. It sounds like that's okay for James. So, all this is great, James. Keep getting straight A's. Get the very best LSAT you can, then think about the application cycle.
Yep. Thanks for writing. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.